Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. Charges were filed today against the Wind Lake residents accused of keeping a 9-year-old girl locked in a dog cage. Those charges now also including manufacturing marijuana. 46-year-old Gail Lalonde and 48-year-old Dale Devers are also facing charges of mental harm to a child, false imprisonment, and keeping a drug trafficking place. They appeared in Racine Circuit Court this afternoon. According to court documents, Lalonde allegedly admitted to Racine County Sheriff's investigators that she began locking her 9-year-old granddaughter in the cage in the basement overnight and some days about 2 weeks ago to keep her from harming herself and others. While searching the home, deputies found a marijuana growing operation behind a false wall, including 23 marijuana plants. Both the victim and a 10-year-old child were removed from the home and are in protective custody. Lalonde and Devers are scheduled to return to court September 13th for preliminary hearings. Pleasant Prairie Police are consulting with other police agencies around the state after a truck driver was attacked and robbed at the Tourist Information Center along I-94 at Highway 165. According to a news release, Prairie Police were notified when blood was found in the men's room of the facility early yesterday morning. Officers checked the parking lot and found a 39-year-old driver from Weston, Wisconsin, suffering from a head injury. His wallet was taken during the attack. The victim was transported to the hospital and, because of his injuries, was unable to give police additional details about the incident. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video of the area. They are also contacting other law enforcement agencies where similar attacks have been reported. The first of two Racine mayoral forums ahead of the special election primary in less than 2 weeks will occur tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. at the YMCA George Bray Neighborhood Center at 924 Center Street, south of the City Hall Annex. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It's being presented by the Racine branch of the NAACP, along with the Racine Public Library and other community organizations. The primary on September the 19th will trim the list of six candidates down to the final two for the general election October the 17th. The winner takes office November the 7th and fills out the rest of John Dickert's term. The other community forum, ahead of the primary, is next Tuesday, September the 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. inside the Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park. After the primary, there are forums scheduled September 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Bryant Community Center and October the 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The anticipated business ripple effect from the Foxconn manufacturing facility site announcement in either Mount Pleasant or Kenosha County is already having an impact. The City of Racine's request for information process from hotel developers related to a proposed multi-use lakefront event center has an amended deadline. During the Redevelopment Authority meeting last night, City Administrator Jim Palahniuk said it was initially this week and then was extended on what the city is asking to be a 150-room hotel, but is being extended again given private developer interest in the Foxconn decision.
We've been getting decent responses. People are showing that there's a number of quality developers out there. They've asked a number of questions. It's obvious that we have probably several that will be responding, hopefully more than several. But at the same time, some of those same national developers have told us something quite specific. That is, they're watching the news on a regular, almost daily basis. They're well aware of the Foxconn discussions.
The RDA was told about the Civic Center Commission's recommendation of an 18-month management contract extension for Venue Works, which includes their help in event center planning and possible oversight of all three facilities. The mayor's advisory committee on the event center met in August with another meeting this month and may keep meeting into early 2018. A crowd of several hundred turned out for what many deemed a pat on the back, the community fundraising response that former Kenosha County Executive John Collins said allowed the Shalom Center to purchase a vacant office building on 39th Avenue and turn it into a soup kitchen and single-site homeless shelter.
Through their collective community efforts, this former vacant office building has been converted into a place of refuge for the homeless and hungry in our community. It is indeed a day to celebrate.
Collins chaired the building committee for the nonprofit as well as playing MC for the ribbon cutting. The new building will end the INS program, which had area churches taking turns housing the homeless overflow while leaving behind the Shalom Center's aging and cramped existing shelter and headquarters in the uptown area. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.